This is Joe Richman, and you're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. At Radio Diaries, we work with people to document their own lives in their own words. Our stories air on NPR and here. You can also listen to all our stories for free at radiodiaries.org. Radio Diaries is a nonprofit organization, and we rely on listeners like you to help us do the work we do. So if you like what you hear, go to our website and click the donate button, radiodiaries.org.
Tourette's syndrome is a neurological disorder that causes involuntary tics, such as sudden movements and verbal outbursts. According to the National Institutes of Health, an estimated 100,000 Americans have the condition. Most begin showing symptoms at around the age of 10, and the tics often increase during the teen years. Josh Cutler is 16 years old and lives in New York City. He was diagnosed as having Tourette's syndrome when he was 10. As part of our series of teenage diaries, Josh was given a tape recorder to document his life with Tourette's syndrome. This is his story.
I'm getting ready for school right now. Just got out of the shower and got dressed. And now I'm getting ready to heat up my usual TV dinner that I have for breakfast. I think I'll have a spaghetti bolognese. Well, let me do the introduction now. Hi, my name is Josh, and I'm 16 years old, and I live in Manhattan, in New York City. My mom is a theater professor, and my dad's a lawyer.
Pop it in the microwave here.
If you saw me on the street, you wouldn't notice anything different about me. I mean, I look just like a normal person. Except for a while, you'd realize I don't act much like a normal person. I have Tourette's syndrome. It's a neurological disorder that causes involuntary tics. It feels like there's a big balloon inside my stomach. Like the balloon keeps growing bigger and bigger. Like every second extra that the tic stays inside, it feels like somebody blows up the balloon another notch until I let it out. Yesterday I saw a show. It was Maury Povich about people with Tourette's. There was this one big fat kid from Houston named Phil or something like that. And the show was really ridiculous because Maury Povich was just going on about how beautiful the kids were and everything. And talk show hosts always tell about how beautiful the guests are, especially when they're horrendously ugly or obese.
It's my radio show, thank you.
Sorry about that.
So is my mom.
You're not listening at the door, are you? Okay. Prank calls. I make a lot of prank calls.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I want to go to school.
You do?
Yeah, in September.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Yeah, you talk to my daddy.
All right, hold on.
Hold on. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there, hi.
Hi.
Yeah. I'm Billy's father.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was, but listen, Billy is kind of an emotionally disturbed child, so would we be able to cope with that?
Oh, I don't know about that. I can send you the material.
Yes, yes.
Give me your name and address, and I'll mail you the information.
Right, my name is Wilton.
I make a lot of prank calls.
Yes, yes.
My mom thinks that it's because, since I've experienced so much pain, that I like to inflict it on others. It's not true at all.
Yes, yes.
I just do it because it's fun.
Okay, bye.
Hook, line, and sinker.
I go to St. Anne's School. It's in Brooklyn, New York. And I'm in 11th grade. I've been going there since I was in first grade. I'm doing a project on Tourette's for National Public Radio.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Can I, like, sing on this?
Okay. Sing.
I love fishes because they're so delicious. Okay. I love that.
I was really scared to bring a tape recorder into school. I just assumed that they would just look at me as, like, some loser bringing a microphone into school. But As it turned out, they all jumped at the chance to be on the radio. I had to ward people off. What do you think about Tourette's? If somebody says Tourette's to you, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
What do you want me to say?
Anything like, you want.
Like what I've learned from you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I see that you have uncontrollable outbursts, and, well, sometimes they're funny, amusing, but most of the time they're just a pain in the ass, you know, because you got to put up with you cursing and yelling and running around.
That's really nice. It's okay. Yeah, just say what you think.
But, you know, you're a nice guy, and so, you know, I've learned that from you.
Do you think it affects my relationships with other people? You don't want to do it?
Yes.
You do? Huh.
What I've heard about it is you say whatever you think.
Yeah, sure.
And everyone thinks things which they wouldn't normally say. And, for example, if I said exactly what I thought about Sophie, she'd hit me. So
I do say exactly what I think about Sophie.
Josh loves Sophie.
No, just my honey bunch. Girls are a very touchy topic with me. Not physically, I wish. I don't know, it's because... I must say, not to gloat, but I am an attractive person. I'm cute, I am smart, I have a nice body, but a lot of the Touretic things I do seem to drive other people, including girls, away.
Thanks.
Sophie, you want to sing something else? Okay, she wants to sing.
I love fish because it's so delicious.
I love fish because it's so delicious. Don't go fishing.
Yay.
Sophie.
Wasn't that wonderful? Thanks. Let's see how this came out.
When I'm holding in a tick, when I'm holding it in all day in school, I just can't wait to get home so I can explode. I think I have lots of different kinds of ticks. There's coprolalia. You just start screaming profanity for no reason. And echolalia, where you just hear something or see something and you have to start repeating it. Like if you see something on TV. Sometimes I grab people and shake them around. Usually just my parents, fortunately for that. Even in New York, I'd look pretty weird on the street. Just going up to people and start shaking them around and screaming at them for no reason. It really just pisses me off sometimes, if you can say that on the radio. Because I didn't do anything to deserve it.
Bye! It's playing. Oh, no.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Listen, I'm interested in getting fit.
Okay. This is a new club. Are you familiar? Are you a member of?
No.
Okay.
You see, I weigh 800 pounds.
You're 800? What was that?
I weigh 800 pounds.
You're 800 pounds?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm blobs of fat all over the place.
Yeah, that's no problem. We can get rid of that. Yeah. What's your name?
Oh, Blorp.
Excuse me?
Blorp.
It's not Jeff, is it?
No.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
You can hear that over there. That's my mom playing the piano. My relationship with my mom, we get along sometimes, but she always tries to butt into everything. A lot of the time, kids... problems with their parents are that the parents don't pay enough attention to them. I think my parents pay too much attention. They just won't butt out of my business. Back off.
Josh?
Mm.
What's the one thing you would want people to know about living with Tourette that would help them understand you?
I told you this already. I don't care to help people. People have to deal with their own problems.
So what do you think about the way Dad and I have had to deal with you? Do you think we've done a good or a bad job?
You can't say just either one.
What do you think? What do you feel when you think about it?
You suck! Sorry. I know you try to do a good job. I don't know. I think you try too hard.
What do you mean try too hard?
Like you get in my way too much. Like when you don't let me watch TV. Just let me watch TV and leave me alone. I've just scratched my ass.
You think it's been easy living with you?
I doubt it, but most of the time.
You know, do you want to hear my deepest wish?
What's your deepest wish? That you want me to be happy and to leave you alone?
No.
No?
Surprise.
What?
I wish that I could just have a conversation with you like other mothers have with their teenage children.
You could.
I can.
Yeah, you can.
You fill your conversation with so much defensive stuff.
That's because you always bring it up. How would you like it if I started talking about the things that trouble you? You'd do the same thing.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would,
Mom. No,
yes, you would. What do you want me to say?
Say what you're feeling right now. What do you think people think about you?
I'm a wacko. I'm a loony bird. That's just who I am. But that's combined with a disease that makes me more of a loony bird. That makes me a double loony bird, and so I go over the edge.
Do you think you'd be a loony bird at all if you didn't have this disease?
Yeah. You and Dad are both loony birds, so...
How do you think we're loony birds?
You remember all those little stories you used to make up for me? And those things don't leave my head, you know.
Do you want to hear something?
What?
When you first got Tourette, I wondered if all the funny songs I made up gave it to you.
You really thought that? Yes. You're stupid.
I said to myself, oh my God, if I hadn't made up all those silly songs, maybe he wouldn't have gotten Tourette.
I don't think so. People are always taught to think before they speak. Everybody has deep, dark things that they don't want people to know that they're thinking about. The bottom line is sometimes I actually have to teach myself not to care. I can't care because most of the time I can't control what comes out of my mouth. I control what comes out of my ass better than what comes out of my mouth. But the last thing I want people to think is, oh, poor Josh. It's not like I'm in a wheelchair. I have snot dribbling down my chin. But I really just don't want anyone to be feeling sorry for me. This is not a Sally Struthers commercial.
I'm getting tired.
The low battery signs on the tape recorder. So I'm gonna have to replace it pretty soon. I guess that's just about it. So, signing off for now.
You've been listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. To hear all our stories and find out more about our work, visit radiodiaries.org.